The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. Thank you for being with us. As we were praying this afternoon, I hadn't really seen or heard the Lord yet during the day, but he very tenderly showed up in front of my face and touched my cheeks, and he said, "I missed you, my bride." And I told him, "Me too, I haven't been able to connect." He answered me, "There's interference, but you know how to handle that. Is there something I'm missing, Lord?" "Yes, me." You make me laugh. That was the intention. "Seriously, I have taken your cheeks in my hands and kissed them. Thank you for recognizing me. I want you to know that I am here. I'm present to you, and I do have a message." I wasn't really sure what was going to happen. I trust him because I know that this is the time when he speaks to us. But since I hadn't seen him, I was feeling a little bit insecure. So it was very sweet of him to come to me and make himself known that clearly. That helped a whole lot. He continued, "I have seen all your efforts. I really do see them, and I am pleased with them. Even though you struggle, you don't give up. Oh, how I love you, Lord, and I hate my weaknesses and faults." Yeah, this morning was, I don't know, comedy of errors. Just a lot of things went wrong this morning, and I wasn't able to get my usual prayer time in, so I was feeling, I was trying to pray, but things would interrupt it. It just couldn't be helped. Well, finally, right around the time I'm supposed to quit, I started to almost connect with him. But I said, "Sweet Jesus, thank you so much for condescending to my wretchedness and loving me. Thank you for being so faithful. You are so good to me, so very good. You work with my limitations instead of rejecting me or criticizing me, and I really need that encouragement. Thank you." He continued, "You're my little butterfly that flutters away from time to time, but always returns to your sweet little home in my heart. So I do know where to find you. You were there a great deal of the time. And to all my heart dwellers, you cannot go wrong making your little nest in my heart. I love the sound of your wings as you flutter on in. I love that your eyes are open to the needs of others and your ears to the beating of my heart. I love it when our hearts beat in unison. And those moments when you are one with me, the whole world is touched. And this is a mystery too deep to elaborate on. Suffice it to say, your hearts united to mine makes me more real to humanity. You see, beloved ones, all are invited to beat in unison with me for eternity. I welcome and encourage you. Do not be dismayed, leaving off with your regular work for a little respite with me brings a mountain of eternal good. Do not let the world bully you into caring for it. I will rarely rebuke you for that." And I was thinking of Mary and Martha. I've always kind of been a Martha. And the Lord said, "Remember how I upheld Mary's desire to listen to me over her sister's rebuke that she was not working enough. Your conscience will tell you when you are depriving others." I said, "Lord, what is the point of the message?" And he answered me, "Mary chose the better part. Mary needed me more than she needed having her house in order. Although there is time for everything, I am not rebuking you. But delight yourself in the Lord, because I delight in you. I know how hard it is for you to believe that, but I do. If you were to search the world all over, how many people would you find hanging out in their prayer closet just to be with me?" I thought about that for a while, and I thought, well, I'm compared to the world population, not many. But I would imagine that the missionaries are there and other people. So he said, "You see what I mean? Very few is the answer. So I want to encourage that. Be lavish with your time with me. Sing to me. Play with me. Walk with me. Pray with me. Be united with me and as much as you can. Loosen your heart more and more away from the material things of this world to spend time with me, and you will not be disappointed, nor will you disappoint me." Is there some reason, Lord, you're bringing this up now? Beloved, you cannot go wrong moving more deeply intertwined with me. I want you to do this now, coming closer to make you stronger and stronger for what is to beset the world. In the past week, you have had the experience of not being able to really take hold of the present moment and focus. You know what that feels like, how isolating that is when you cannot connect with you. This is how many will feel when their whole world shatters. You will be there for them. Lord, what do I do with the urge to play worship? I had an urge to play one of the songs. It was in my heart. I came over to do it. The telephone rang and Father called me all at the same time. Right? Oh my gosh. There we go again. Was that AI picking up on my waves and wanting to bring me back down again? So, what do I do with the urge to play worship? And he said it very loud, follow it. Don't you recognize how they were trying to stop you? Yes. Well, let that be a sign to you. Claire, there is so much more you could do with music, even in prayer time. I will help you. Don't give up and don't be afraid. I'm speaking to you, my darling spouse. I want you to play during prayer time. I want you to be inspired. That was the end of the message. And thank you, Lord, for giving me inspiration. I needed that.